Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It is 7:51, headline in the Trib today. Griping growing at pop-up test sites. Customers report long waits, improper masking, no distancing. What's going on here? More now from the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. Good morning, Steve. What are you hearing there at the Better Business Bureau?
Well, good morning. We're hearing a lot from consumers who are, you know, concerned with the COVID testing sites. They're, you know, popping all over Chicago in different areas, gas stations, abandoned gas stations, regular convenience stores. And I think consumers need to understand that these testing sites are really classified as businesses, not health clinics. And they're therefore not regulated by the Illinois Department of Public Health. So what the Better Business Bureau suggests is deal with your doctor's office, your health care provider, or go to the Illinois Department of Public Health and get a site directly under them that is regulated by them and basically endorsed by them, so they can get to a place that they know and trust.
Steve, can people check out these places with the Better Business Bureau? Do you have enough information on what's going on out there?
Yeah, we have information on our website at bbb.org. We have over 4 million businesses in North America as well. We can give you information on the particular company, but also if you see a scam, to report it, Bob, because you know we have a scam tracker that keeps track of scams all across North America as well. So if you don't think you'll fall for it, somebody will. So let us know.
I was surprised looking at the list of the top 10 frauds hitting adults in the past year that number one, far and away, romance scams. Exactly what are we talking about here, Steve?
Yeah, romance scams is number one on the FTC list again this year. Is the costliest scam, about $139 million in losses that are reported. It's basically people falling in love with people that don't exist, Bob. And it seems a little bit different that you know people would go on a website and try to find love, but to fall in love with them and without even seeing them or meeting them, and then start sending them money. And the rip off on that, Bob, is they're asking for money and because they have a sick health member, or a family member rather, or they need to go to visit that family member, or they're sick themselves and they need money, and they keep asking for money. They send these great pictures of them, but they're just pictures that, you know, are copied and pasted all over the internet. And we see this time and time again.
This is apart from a ton of legitimate dating sites. This is something different, isn't it?
Exactly. There are legitimate dating sites. However, there's some scammers get on those legitimate dating sites. So there's no site that is foolproof, 100% safe. So as you as a consumer need to check out the company, but also check out what you're doing as well. We have tips on dating. We have tips on, you know, prize promotions on the BBB, what to look out for scam trackers especially. So if you do get involved in these things, you can just take a look and see what others have gone through.
Looking at the Better Business Bureau list of resolutions for a fraud-free 2022, two that stand out, I think, resolve to be cautious with email and also resolve to be social media savvy. Talk more about this.
Sure, but cautious with emails. I think, you know, scammers can make emails look like they are legitimate businesses, governmental agencies, and reputable organizations. Even the BBB has been copied in emails from scammers. So you really never click on a link or open an attachment in an unsolicited email. And what I mean by that, Bob, is nobody's going to call you out of the blue or send you a text or an email asking you for confidential information out of the blue. I mean, do some research and checking on them. As you remember, recall, this is an example, the Secretary of State, you know, there was a lot of imposter emails sent out by scammers saying they were the Secretary of State and we needed to update your driver's license, send us your information, your driver's license number, your Social Security number, and it wasn't the Secretary of State. So I think people are too trustworthy of emails and to make sure that you will know who the person is sending it to you and there's a reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
And being social media savvy, that's make sure you look at the privacy settings on your social media channels. And only connect with people that you actually know. And there's so much personal information is given out on, you know, Facebook and those other Instagrams. Your address, your family members, your birthdays. and even when you go on vacation. I mean, you should do that upon your return, because this way it doesn't tell the scammer or the thief that you're not home. You got 2 weeks to, you know, ransack my home.
Mm-hmm. More at BBB.org. Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Thanks as always, Steve. Talk to you next week at this time.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.